celebrating the baby. Why do we celebrate Jesus' birthday so differently from other birthdays? We honour many historical figures. We sometimes even consider their birthdays, but we very rarely think of them as babies or young children. I mean, when you think about somebody like Winston Churchill, you don't think of him as a baby, do you? You don't think of the day that he was born. Now, our Queen, she has two birthdays. She's very honoured. She has an official birthday and she has a real birthday, which is a strange way of doing things. But even then, when we think of the Queen, we think of her in her gracious self that she is today, don't we? Giving her a Christmas message and doing the things that she does. So even on her birthday, we don't really think of her as a little baby. And so why then do we so consider Jesus? Why do we so consider the story that we've seen portrayed here this morning? Well, we read in Luke's gospel there that the angel said, "The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." Now, the pages of the Bible are full of baby boy births and baby girls as well. But a lot of baby boy births that stand out. We find Cain was the firstborn after creation. Isaac was born as the child of promise, the hope of Israel's future. Samuel was born in answer to a mother's fervent prayer and later became possibly the greatest prophet in all Israel. And they're all extremely important. And they were all joyously expected by their parents. And yet, in every case, we are told that the mother conceived and bore a son. You can read that in Genesis, you can read that in Samuel. But when we consider the birth of Jesus, the description of his arrival is far more detailed. And the few words that we have, even in Scripture, are not really enough to tell us clearly about Jesus' birth. But in Micah, hundreds of years before Jesus were born, we were told where he would be born. Bethlehem. Now that's amazing, isn't it? I don't think anybody knew that I would be born in Warrington on the 3rd of April 1960. And it wasn't a great event at the time. It was for me. It was for Mum. But it wasn't a great event for anybody else, and it certainly wasn't foretold in prophecy hundreds of years earlier. But Micah foretold the birth of Jesus and told that he would be born in Bethlehem. Isaiah told that his mother would be a virgin. We read it earlier from the book of Isaiah. And that he was coming to save his people from their sins. So not only did he give the circumstances of Jesus' birth, but he gave the purpose of his coming as well, that he would save his people. And in the New Testament, we're given much more key information about what his name would be and why. We read that in Matthew chapter 1, that he was born in fulfillment of prophecy from Matthew chapter 2, and how both his birth mother and Joseph, his adopted father, were part of God's plan. Jesus' birth stands above all births. And his coming changed the world. And it can change our lives. And I think it's totally appropriate and proper that we celebrate Jesus as a child. When he was born, the shepherds came to honor him. Later on, possibly as much as 12 months, 2 years later, the wise men from the east brought him the gifts. Each of those gifts was very significant about the future of the Lord Jesus. The frankincense representing the prayer, the myrrh that represented his death, the gold that represented his kingship. Everything that happened around the birth of Jesus Christ was very, very significant because his birth was the most remarkable in human history. It's amazing when we consider it. God in human form, Emmanuel, God with us. The creator of the universe came to our planet. The one who threw the stars into place came down to live with us. So let's never hesitate to celebrate the baby of Christmas. Let's marvel and wonder at his incarnation. Let's stand in awe of the tiny baby and those who worshipped him. And then we can step back in wonder. And we can step back in joy because the story gets even better. The baby who was born in the manger didn't stay a baby. They don't, do they? They grow so quickly. And Jesus grew, and the Bible says that he grew in favor of God. This baby grew into a man, and he lived a perfect life. He did many, many perfect and wonderful things, said many, many wonderful things, showed us the way to God, and then he died for your sin and for mine. We can celebrate the baby, but we can trust the Savior. And that's how to make Christmas complete. Wise men today worship not only the child of Bethlehem, but also the man who died on Calvary. Christ is the greatest gift known to man. And as it says in the carol, mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. That's why Jesus came. That's why we celebrate the baby. That's why he did what he did and said what he said and died on that cross to bridge the gap between a lost world and a holy God. Jesus' birth is the most unique birth in human history. There's never been one like it, and there'll never be one like it. He is absolutely unique and stands out above all history. And so when we wake up on Christmas morning, let us remember the baby, celebrate the baby, celebrate the coming of the Lord Jesus, the one whose birth was detailed far more than any other birth that's ever been or ever will be detailed, the one that was prophesied hundreds of years before and the one that we still look to today. Jesus said that he would come back again. And as we celebrate his first birth, and we look at the state that the world is in, I can only wonder that it won't be that long before Jesus comes back for his second advent and comes to take those who love him home to be with him. Christ is the greatest gift known to man. Hallelujah.